You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, B. Simone.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
What's up, y'all? We're back.
It's your girl, Justina V, with Pretty V and B. Simone.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wildin' Out podcast a la carte.
Baby girl, baby boy, what's up? Welcome back to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast with the ladies of Wildin' Out. Control the mic. This is our world. From our perspective, I am your girl. You're beautiful, talented. Okay, I don't want to do my intro like that, but it's B. Simone. And Pretty V is not here with us. I know y'all gonna miss my baby, but I got my girl, the best freestyling female redhead, beautiful, talented, Justina Valentine. What's up, baby?
Sis, my beautiful, manifesting, hardworking queen is in the building. B, what's up? And I know y'all can't see at home, but she got the blue Versace robe on. She's setting the tone.
I'm trying to manifest. You got to act richer than what you are. Like, you know, it's like, okay, just put on a robe.
Right.
You know, walk around, act like you're in a mansion, not an apartment.
I know, that's right. I love it, but you look amazing. And I'm excited to be here with you. I miss V, of course, but you know.
Yes, we have a dope guest today that I will introduce later. She has been on the Women of Wild Now podcast before, but we brought her back. Some things have changed. So, you know, we need to have another discussion, but
oh,
I'll
nice.
Save that for later. Where are you at, Justina?
I'm on set. I actually just wrapped up the month's events with Nick. So I'm just here like in a little cubicle trying to find a little quiet space so, you know, we could get into it and break it down for the ladies. Yeah.
Yay.
And B, it's so funny because, you know, like when I have my wrap ups, I do my research and whatever, and it's a little teleprompter or whatever, but it's always good to be prepared because the little teleprompter today wasn't working on time. So your girl really had to
glitching.
Go off the tippity top.
You know, that's what you're professional at that, though. That's easy.
Thank you, sis. Yeah, Nick was funny after. He's like, that teleprompter wasn't moving, huh? I was like, no. He's like, yeah, I know you were saying whatever. But that's the good thing about us being in show business. And you're the same way. You're so great at just being on the spot with your comedy. It's like
improv. Going
yeah,
with the
like,
flow. Yep.
You never know what's going to happen. And when you can just keep going and let the show go on without a hitch, the audience has no idea.
And those are the best moments. You know, the first time I ever read a teleprompter was, do you remember 106 in Park? Of course you do.
Yes, yes.
I auditioned for 106 The Search. If y'all look it up on YouTube, my audition is still on there. And
get
I made
out.
It to like the finals.
No way.
That was my first time I read a teleprompter. I was like, hey, y'all, it's B. Simone. Welcome back to 106
cute.
In Park. They didn't choose me. They chose Lil Bow Wow.
I mean,
I'm still mad at him. I threw out all his CDs.
I would have too. I would have been like, no. Oh, but that's cute. So did you enjoy reading a teleprompter or were you like?
I loved the teleprompter. It's cool. You feel like you really doing something when you're, you know, I'm like, dang, I can really read. But sometimes they had to change those words because I was like, change the words. That word is too big.
Right. You're like, that's about 7 syllables.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the teleprompter.
But yeah, that's the first time I read a teleprompter.
Mm-hmm. 106.
So good. I mean, I'm glad you're on set.
106 in Park. Holla at B. I mean, now she don't even need the teleprompter.
At this point, don't call me because my price is way too high for y'all.
Period.
No, I'm just kidding.
Period.
I'm manifesting.
Yeah, she's
y'all.
like, I'm serious about the price, but I'm kidding. Y'all can
That's how you manifest, y'all. You got to talk like you already there. Like, no, I can't make it. You know what? Me and my best friend do. We play the manifest game.
Okay.
So, but you have to, like, tell the person you're going to play it. So you should try this with people around you.
Yeah, how do you play?
We're like, okay, we're going to play the manifest game. And we just talk as if we're already there in life. So we'll be like, yeah, girl, Will Smith called. He wants to meet in London for lunch. But it's like, I don't know if that's going to work because I've been on tour with Martin and Oprah. You know, we had that meeting with her at 6. So we just need to figure it all out. Like, I hope Oprah isn't mad that I can't do the fucking movie. But, you know, it's just too much on the table right now. And I just need a break. I need a vacation.
I love that. That's so cute.
So you have to talk like we play the manifest game and we do it all day. But sometimes I'll be like, bitch, are you manifesting or just lying?
Right.
Like, are we?
If you don't warn someone, they're going to be like, wait, what? Oprah asked you to be in a movie?
You're a liar. You are a fucking liar.
Yeah, you're not showing up to your lunch date with Will. It's like, there's a lot going on. But speaking of.
Yeah, so you got to tell people.
Speaking of busy women and manifesting, where is V today? Is she like on the set of another movie or?
I don't know. I think she's traveling. You know, okay. V don't do you know, it, traveling. I'm so spontaneous. I'd be like, Brazil tomorrow? Cool. We off. Let's go. Passport ready. Come on. You know.
Girl, I know.
V is like, she got a plan a month ahead.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, in May. I'm like, baby, I don't even know if I'm going to be alive in May. Call me in May.
No, but I've been seeing all your Instagram posts, body on fleek. Okay, B. Simone
thanks, because you're on my close friends.
What? I need to know what that close friends is all about. So maybe we speak about it later.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, because I see you were on it, and then Hitman's on it. And I'm like, all right, I
got
to pull up.
Hitman on it.
That's what I figured.
He's making bread. He's doing good, you know.
Cute.
Me and my team providing that service for influencers. So if y'all want a close friends, I help y'all out. You know, but
oh, cute.
But speaking of a close friend, a mentor. Well, she ain't a mentor. She's damn near my therapist. But I want to introduce you guys to my love, my close friend, my relationship coach. She hates it when I call her a therapist because she's like, "B, I'm not a therapist." I'm like, "Sweetie, yes, you are. You are a therapist." Spicy Maddie. My relationship coach is back on the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. I know she was on here before, but give her a warm Women of Wildin' Out welcome.
Yes. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Spicy.
Hey, Spicy.
Excited to be back with you.
I love you.
I know.
I didn't even know you was going to be on today because, you know, I'll be looking at everything last minute. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I just assumed now that the you producer told them be like, bring me back.
Yeah, we loved it. We loved you. You know, last time I was so in love and I was like, oh, my gosh, Spicy is helping me with my soulmate, my purpose mate. A year later, broken up. Please, help me again.
It happens. It happens, right?
When I told her, y'all, she was the first person I called when I, like, was devastated. And she was like, I am mind blown. The red signs were not there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's perpetrators, right? So what, you know, I'll often notice is that when we don't pick up on it, it's because we truly believe that that person is showing up for us. They're being, you know, their authentic self. But, like, there was other flags that I feel like I saw that we ignored, that were out of my control and that I needed to just guide you through. And I think that's why everything is a learning experience. And so it was more about, okay, you know, the acceptance of this love that you had, but also being able to remove ourselves from the situation if it was toxic, if it wasn't healthy. And I think that that's something that you are remarkable at, which a lot of women don't have that strength.
That is so good. I haven't talked to him since the day I left. Oh, my God. I cried every day for 6 days.
Wow.
I know, we can laugh about it, but it's, like, really sad, though.
That's amazing, though.
But okay, we talked about relationships last time. I was in a relationship, I had a boyfriend. People know Justina has a boyfriend. She's very private with her boo, though. How do we get to the ring? We need to talk about that today. Like, because you're married, Spicy.
Yeah.
You just had a beautiful son.
He's awesome.
Beautiful friends. Congratulations.
God bless.
So give us some advice on, and you know what? Actually, Justina, I don't even know if you want to get married. I wonder if Justina wants to get married.
So
I want to get married.
For me, honestly, I'm not super traditional, you know, with things like that. Like, I'm traditional as far as, like, you know, family and stuff like that. You know, I'm Italian, so, like, all that's important. But, like, as far as marriage to me, especially not, you know, we, B and Mari, like, we don't live traditional lifestyles of what, you know, has been in place for women for years. So marriage to me, honestly, is just a piece of paper, because I'll tell you right now, I definitely don't want the, I would never do the whole reception thing and all that. The way I look at it is like, B, we have to be dressed up, makeup, hair done, body looking as good as we could get it to look, you know, every day. So to have to plan and spend all that bread on a wedding, like, I'd rather, you know, keep going with real estate, put that money into crypto. I feel like when you have that understanding with someone and you have that bond, you know, it is what it is. And marriage to me is just a piece of paper. So I don't need that. That's me personally. B, I feel like you're probably the opposite. Like, you want the big, like, fairy tale wedding.
$1 million wedding. You better propose with a helicopter.
I already knew.
I need you to come down and take me to the Maldives. I need to thank me on a date and my whole family is behind the curtain.
Right.
Princess.
I already knew.
Crown. We in debt because of this ceremony.
But you guys are talking wedding, though. So, like, let's get one thing clear. There's a huge difference between wedding and how much money you're spending.
Right.
And marriage. Right. And, I mean, like, studies do show that the more money that you spend on a wedding, the more likely you are to divorce, because finance is usually the number one reason for divorce. So, I think, you know, Justina, what you're saying is a sound decision. But it be, you know, $1 billion be if you got it like that. Like, you know, and you can budget for it. Spend it. Uh-huh. But when it comes to marriage, though, like, we have a certificate, we have a contract, we have something for everything that we think official or is valid or we want, you know, receipts for everything. Yep. And so when it comes to relationship, that's no different. And if our partner's afraid to sign on the dotted line to fully commit, then I think that that's, you know, a sign as well. Like, okay, we need to be paying attention to this. Why are you afraid to give the ultimate commitment? Man. Because there's no way that they would sign on that $1 million deal without a contract.
Man.
You know, when it comes to our career, like, we're like, where's the paper? Show me my money. Like, let's have all of this, you know, put in writing. But when it comes to our love life, we're like, I just want it to be magical. I just want to hope and pray and wish on a star. That this person shows up for me. And the truth of the matter is like, yes, it's there is some business elements to it, but there's also a spiritual element to it. There's also a legal element that you have to respect. And if you're afraid of that component, then, you know, you may need to reconsider this commitment.
So how long do you think you have to date before, you know, you can, is what's too soon? Because, you know, Spicy, I was with my ex for 11 months. And if he would have proposed, I'd have been like, I ain't down.
But that's because you said there were some things you were apprehensive about. Be like,
there really was.
Yes, he was a good dude.
I don't know if I would have said yes. You're right. There was.
We have to keep we have to keep it 100. Like, you wanted to be married and you did love and care for him, but there was a lot of things that we were still ironing out and working through.
For sure.
That you were skeptical about.
100%.
And so, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, so when it comes to marriage, and one of the things that, like, you brought me into was like, hey, you know, how do I, you know, make healthy decisions during this relationship and create longevity? One thing is, you know, that, and I coach specifically to this with my clients, is the six levels of intimacy, right? So, like, it's easy to feel the emotional intimacy sometimes. That's like the raindrops, bubblegum feelings, like, you know, the chemistry that you guys feel. It's even great to feel the physical intimacy, but that's the sexual intimacy that you feel.
Yeah.
The hard conversations are about the financial intimacy that nobody wants to talk about. What's your credit
what
score?
What is in your account?
How much money do you got in the bank? Do you have a savings? Like,
Jesus.
You know, do you pay for your mama's rent? Like, we're not having those hard financial intimacy questions. And then we're also not having, you know, enough recreational intimacy, which is like the time that we spend and getting really to know our partner. We're not having the intellectual intimacy. What can I learn from you? What can you, you know, teach me? What can I also teach you?
Do you have to and do so, all that before the sexual intimacy? Because I like this boy, and I want to do it to him.
No. Okay. So, like, if it depends on what your intentions are, right? Like, I'm not one of those, oh, you need to wait just for waiting's sake. I don't agree with that. If you are in your either your hoe phase, or you're in your I just want to get my rocks off phase, or I'm a, you know, strong, independent woman and I don't love these men phase, whatever phase you're in, go ahead and get your freak on. Let him hit it. You know, don't worry about the emotional intimacy. But if you are in a phase in your life where you want a real commitment and you want a hubby, then that takes strategy when it comes to how you govern your decision making in your life. because those are two completely different goals. If you want to come, that's a completely different goal than I want to go enter into a business with my lover and build our empire and walk in alignment with our purposes together. Those are completely two different goals. So our behaviors have to be in alignment with our goals. So if you haven't had a lot of those tough, intimate conversations around the levels of intimacy that I'm describing, then you definitely shouldn't hop into the physical intimacy, because the moment that you hop into the physical intimacy, you don't care about the intellectual intimacy. You don't care about the financial intimacy. You're like, oh my gosh, he made me feel so good. And you overlook the fact that he is living with his parents, or, you know, that he's got, you know, five baby mamas that he can't take care of. Like, you will start to overlook things because of the oxytocins that are released from your body and the hormones that now make you think that you love someone, when really this person is making you feel good, but not secure. If you don't feel safe and secure and you don't trust somebody, you should not be having sex with them. And oftentimes I will tell everyone, like, if you don't trust him with your social security number, if you don't trust him with the keys to your house, if you don't trust him with, you know, to put even on the mortgage, why are we trusting him to come in between our legs?
Man.
And trust is the number one factor. If you don't trust this person, you shouldn't be sleeping with them. If you don't trust that they're committed to you, you shouldn't be
sleeping
with them.
Even if it's like a sneaky link?
Well, that's different. So I was saying, if you want just a hookup
situation.
But I'm
saying you need to trust your sneaky link.
You want to trust them with your health.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
But you don't need to trust them to be committed to you. If this is someone that you're just hooking up with, then you have no say. You have no rights. Okay. You're not entitled to complain if they got 8 sneaky leaks. Like, you can't do that. So it's like, what are your intentions with this relationship, and what is his intentions? And you guys want to be on the same page with that, because that's how you're going to avoid getting hurt. So you need to have extensive conversations.
I'm not going to do it to him, though.
Yay.
I'm going to tell you about him in our session tomorrow. We have a relationship session tomorrow, so.
Excited, Mario Bay. I can't wait.
Ooh, this conversation is getting juicy. But you guys, we will be right back. We have to take a break. Don't go anywhere. Get more info from Spicy Mario.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for hanging tight. We are back with my girl, Justina Valentine, and my relationship coach, Spicy Maddie. All right, let's get into these juicy topics.
So, Mari, I have a question for you. I already know, I believe where B stands on it, because I feel like we've touched on it before. But, like, as you know, a relationship coach, and, you know, you're so knowledgeable in this, how do you feel about cheating? Because the bottom line is, I think 90 to 95% of men cheat. And that's being gracious. Okay. It might be like 98%. Okay. You know, and especially depending on what you consider cheating, because obviously it's other ways to cheat than just having sex, you know? So how do you feel about that as far as being a coach? If so many men cheat, do you suggest giving someone a second chance? Or is it like, that's just the deal breaker? And you better find that 3% that doesn't cheat.
I think that it's based on each person. So just like you said, you're not tripping off a marriage and B is like, hell to the not, I need to be married. So is cheating. If cheating is a non-negotiable for you, then you have to honor that. That is not a deal breaker for everybody.
Yeah.
Some people care more about like how much money he makes than is he faithful. There are certain things that a lot of women are willing to sacrifice, and men too, they'll sacrifice certain things. But when it comes to the cheating component, if that's something that you are like, absolutely not, I need to know that you are loyal to me and only me, and that this is a monogamous relationship, then you have to honor that, and you can't stay in a relationship if that is a deal breaker for you. Even if he does break the deal breaker, can you and do you believe that you're capable of trusting this person again? And is he willing to do the work to heal himself and invest in this relationship enough to mend it?
Do you think every man cheats?
I don't believe every man cheats, because the number that she just said was in the 90th percentile, and that's wrong. It's like in the 40th percentile.
Maybe just in New York. So, maybe just New York.
Statistically, it's 40%. It's 40%. 40? Statistically,
it's in the 40th percentile, and women, it's in the 30th percentile.
Here's the problem,
it's not that far off. It's like a difference of like 6% between men and women, but. We have this idea that all men cheat, and we put that rhetoric out there. Then we believe it. Then we behave in a way.
And then you attract men that cheat.
Yeah.
Then we attract men that cheat. Then we manifest the cheating.
But here's the thing, B. Probably the type of guys that you and me would like, I think that category of men does have a higher percentage of cheating than the overall percentage of all the men in the world.
No, because the man at Walmart is cheating on the boo down the street.
He is, but he doesn't have as good of options, meaning like if you have no access to a Rihanna or a B. Simone.
But these men are not cheating on us with Rihanna.
Right. But what I'm saying is the higher you get and the more successful the man is and the more money he has and so on and so forth, he has more options that are better options. Yeah, the Walmart guy can cheat, but he can't cheat with anyone that's, you know, probably that much better than the wife he has. Whereas if your man is super rich and powerful, he's going to have good
But he
options.
Usually doesn't cheat with anybody that's better than the girl he has,
which is
even if he's super successful.
I mean, which that's been period.
Yeah,
that's men, period.
I'm like, sir.
But to to B's point, it really doesn't, his profession doesn't make him a cheater, right? So like the access and the exposure isn't what makes you a cheater. What
your
makes you a cheater is your character.
Values make
correct.
You a cheater.
So if you are not someone who values commitment and you aren't able to commit in, you know, all these other areas in your life, you know, you're kind of whimsical, you give in to temptation, you don't have any self-control, then that could be the man at Walmart or the NFL player or the CEO of a top firm. Like, and to your point though about like power and success, yes, those things make you sexier and more, you know, pussy does get thrown your way. But if you're a man of integrity, you're still going to say no either way. It doesn't matter if someone comes at you 100 times.
Ooh,
it doesn't matter if someone
comes
at you twice.
A man of integrity!
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying on that, but I still do think like the situation kind of controls how loyal a man is. Because the Walmart guy, right, might have five girls that come through, you know what I mean, the checkout, and he might be like, oh, I would hit it. But the really rich, powerful guy, if he also has fame to me is the highest qualifier.
The devil.
Yes, to show if a guy's going to cheat. Because if he has the money and the power and the fame, his DM is going to be flooded with so many bad bitches that he's going to have to be a saint not to cheat. That's just my opinion. And I could be wrong. But that's...
No, you're not wrong.
That's the difference between the Walmart guy.
Yeah, it's harder. It's harder. Yeah.
You're not wrong. If he's above 6 feet, his DM is being flooded.
Period.
So... and he don't even got to have a job.
Right.
So...
Okay.
Like, you're not wrong when it comes to... Because one thing that women will always do is they are attracted to men with money and power.
Right.
So will the Walmart person get as much women thrown at him? No. But women are still always in desire of relationship, of love, of access to
he getting
the
somebody.
Money that you have. Right. Like, we are always on the hunt and always looking. And so the temptation is going to be there, but it's like you really do want to vet your partner before you go all in. And it's not even to say that your partner can't change. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could have started at the bottom, now he's here.
Mm-hmm.
And at the top of his game, and he doesn't resist temptation anymore. You may not be in a position where you're ready to walk away from him if he did cheat. Dang. So right. Is this person really proving to you in a way that makes you feel safe that it's not going to happen again? And if that is a non-negotiable for you, then he has to show you through his behaviors, through his actions, not just through his words.
Right.
So I had a boyfriend, so it was not easy. I definitely was devastated, but it was easier to walk away from my non-negotiable because we didn't have no bank accounts. We didn't have no kids.
Right.
I wasn't married. I didn't have to go through a divorce. We didn't just have a wedding. That it was like, okay, 11 months in, next. I'm going to go date somebody else. If you doing all this 11 months in, I'm not walking down the aisle thinking about that. Like, you know, so yeah. Let me just.
If it's a boyfriend, next. I would say, right. Like, are we, what but are, how do what you feel like, before?
Okay, 10 years in, 3 kids cheating?
Mm-hmm. It's harder.
I'm of the notion that if my man cheats, right, we have a home together, we have a business together, I have my child with him, I just had a newborn, I am not going anywhere, okay? Blood in, blood out. So, and I'm a product of divorce. I'm not going anywhere. Like, we're just going to work through this. And because
you're married. You're saying right now?
I'm married right now. I'm telling you, as even a relationship expert who does not condone, and that is a non-negotiable, a deal breaker for me, any boyfriend in the past that would have cheated, I would have been out of there. Because that is just a prelude to how they're going to behave when we're married.
Right.
But
now that I'm a wife, and I have all of these things that I truly love, just as much as, you know, I love him. We have built so much together. If he were to make a mistake or stumble like that, because I have witnessed his character through so many things in his progressive mindset, his purposeful mindset, I know that if he were to fall when it comes to the cheating, that's a situation where he would work so hard to redeem himself. Like, he's not someone who just like lets things fall by the wayside. It would really have been a mistake, I believe. And we would work through it. We'd be in therapy. We would be in a program.
And so you think that's healthy to vocalize that? Because some women say, I mean, I wouldn't leave, but I ain't going to tell him that.
I think that it's okay to be honest with yourself. And I'm also very honest with him. Like, I know this is it's actually something you're not supposed to do from a mental health perspective. But I'm very tit for tat. So I let him know, and you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to be tit for tat. But I let him know, you get it licking. You think that there's somebody that I don't got, like, that looks good, that I would totally, like, you know, have fun with.
Have sex with, right.
Yeah, like, you get one in, I get one in. And that's a totally wrong mindset to have, okay? I'm putting that disclaimer out there.
But would you
do that? But I'm just letting you know.
But would you do that,
I'm just letting you know that would I do that in the...
Yeah, like, let's say he cheated did on up. Me. Yeah.
If he slipped up, ooh, I would have to be such a big person. I don't know if I have enough Jesus in me to not. However, I know it's the healthy thing, right? So, like, right. I'm self-aware enough to know, like, I want to do this bad behavior if he were to do that. However, it only makes the problem worse, right? Because now there's two things to forgive versus that one thing to forgive and heal.
Wow.
And now we have to work on not just him healing himself and whatever voids he had that made him cheat in the first place, but now we have to work on me healing myself and why I'm so petty and tit for tat. Mm, and then getting him to forgive me now for it. So it's like I'm adding on to the problem, original sin. Yeah,
trying to get to
I'm
the adding solution. On.
Mm. Yeah, so it's the wrong thing to do. However... I can't promise that I wouldn't, right? Because emotions take over in those moments, and you should be thinking more with the logical perspective. But that's why shit happens, because we get emotional and we're human, and mistakes happen, and we try to correct mistakes with other mistakes, and that's really not what we should be doing. So I would try to control myself and not do that. But I might see red. You never know. I might be like, B, I'm going out with you tonight. And right. Shit.
I'm like, you don't want to come out with me, CD, because I am not a man magnet. Ain't nothing over here. I'd be out like, hello, look at me. Look at me. I'm a girl. TVs.
They'd be like, weak.
Guys be like, you are so funny, sis. I'm like,
but I always,
I'm trying to have sex with you.
But I always say, B, that's because like of what a strong woman you are, and like what a powerful voice you have. Like, men are just intimidated by it.
You do too, and you have a whole boyfriend.
I know, I mean, but, I had a boyfriend. But you know what? You know what it is? Even as aggressive as I am, and like, you know, people would say we have more like man characteristics. I'm not just talking about how I look. You know what they like to say on the show. But you know, the way we act, it's still a time and a place. Like, when I'm with my man, and this is why I do like a certain type of man. Like, I like very manly men. Thugged out, rough. Like, I can't have, like...
Yeah.
But that's just because of how I am. So when I'm with my man, behind closed doors. I am like, you know, like more demure. Like I succumb to him in that he is the man, you know,
but the man. Yeah.
Exactly. But I think it's only a certain type of man that goes for a female like us, because we are not just the little like trophy girl that's not gonna say much. Like we are a whole personality out here, and we have our own life and our own thing going. So that's the only reason why I think people sis you and stuff, because they're too, you know, intimidated to do otherwise.
I'm like, I'm trying to give you head. Stop calling me sis.
All right, guys, I definitely want to get more into that, because I definitely feel that it's two ways to look at that topic. But let's take a little break and we'll be right back to delve into that even further.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you could give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with The Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out The Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
But that gets me to gender roles, because like, what do you believe about that, Spicy? Like gender roles, and then these ladies proposing nowadays. I would never.
Right. Okay. So
propose
this is a to your man. Topic. This is a sensitive topic, because we want and desire so much success and power for ourselves, right? Like the dynamics have changed as far as gender roles have concerned from our parents and our parents' parents, right? So we're for the first time, I think, also learning and getting the hang of our gender roles and what our gender roles look like in 2022. It no longer is just us, like us barefoot and pregnant waiting at home for someone to take care of us. So we've lost a lot of our feminine energy. And because a lot of us have been raised by either single parent homes who had to be the mom and the dad, or, you know, our father wasn't there to give us that balance of masculine and feminine energy in the household. We've taken a lot of responsibility on ourselves to do that when it comes to parenting, and when it comes also to just our decision making and how to navigate, and also the role that we play in relationship. We don't know also how to pivot between our masculine and feminine energy, because now we're such boss bitches in the workplace that that requires very masculine energy. Masculine energy, for those who don't understand, is a very strong, direct energy that guides. It's a competitive energy. It's an energy that is stern, an energy that's quick to make decisions. A feminine energy is going to be more free-flowing, at ease, allowing, loving, caring, nurturing, right? So there's a difference between those. And when we are born, we're born with both energies. But based on our environment, based on our upbringing and our experiences and our parents,
how you're raised, who you're around.
Yeah, who we're around, we choose a certain energy to lean into. What works for us, well, the successes that we've seen, well, when I'm feminine, I reap these benefits. When I'm in my masculine energy, I reap these benefits. And us as career women, our masculine energy has served us to make bank. Because when we, you know, do make those boss decisions, when we, you know, are aggressive, when we are assertive, like that's how decisions get made in the workplace. And when we get home and we have to sit in our feminine energy, because now we want a very masculine man who's a leader and who, you know, guides us. It's hard to pivot. And a lot of boss women don't know how to pivot, which is why my whole business exists, because I get a lot of these, you know, women who are making, you know, well over, you know, 6-7 figures. And they're like, damn it, I'm beautiful and I make a lot of money. Why don't I have a partner? Why is my relationship suffering? Yeah. And they very much want a very, you know, masculine man, but they don't know how to pivot. They don't know and how to switch between energies back and forth.
It is true.
And you have to. There has to be a balance.
It is true. Because even like sometimes when I'll get home and I've been like either just shooting a season or gone or working all day, you come home and it's like you're still on that wavelength. And then like I've gotten in a fight with my man, he'd be like, all right, Justina, the cameras are off. I'm like, what cameras, motherfucker? Like, what cameras? So it's like you still, you know, that energy is like still here. And sometimes, I mean, like, even I know for me, it does take a little bit to like, all right, like come down off
get out of it a little bit.
But I agree with you, B. Like, even though I'm not very traditional, like proposing to the man is like, uh-uh. Because no matter what, I feel like your man's supposed to like you and love you a little bit more than you do him. Yeah. So, like, uh-uh.
Facts. I agree on that wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. Yeah. A lot of us are tripping because we're getting into relationship with people who are lukewarm about how they feel about us. And we want a partner so bad that we will receive that. I am the notion that if you don't worship me, I can't fuck with you.
Period. Come on.
I need you to worship my dirty draws. I need you to be so into me, because that also makes us feel as women cherished and more confident when it comes to our decision making and how we navigate. And a man has to be more into you than you are to him. But the problem is we're attracted to men who ain't that into us.
Yeah, because I be too easy. Like the man, boy I met, when the grown man I met, he was like, you know, come out, we're going out, let's have a drink. I was like, I'm not going out. I'm so tired today. He was like, you are so beautiful. I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the club. All he had to do was call me beautiful. I said, I am on the way. He was like, you are so beautiful. I was like, okay, let's go to the club.
So what happened after you went to the club? I want the tea. So what happened?
This is a close friend story. I'm doing it on a story time on my close friends tonight. So both of y'all are my close friends. Y'all will hear the close friends, but that's my little boo. Well, I hope you don't hear this. Hey.
Oh, you know I'm already going to manage. I'm going to manage this. I'm going to be like doing the check-ins with you. Like, okay, did he do this?
I know.
Did he do that? Is he your pizza? Is he this? Is he that? Like, I'm going to be checking in with you.
We're starting tomorrow, Spicy. Me and Spicy are starting all the way over, because she has been my relationship coach for a little over a year now, actually. Yes. And when I met her, see, she's a magnetic matchmaker, right?
Yes.
Did I say that right? So she helps you meet your purpose mate in life. I already thought I had my purpose mate. Oh, I was so stupid.
B was trying to sell him to me.
You know, really? We went to her together. He was in therapy and everything.
He was doing the work.
He's a nice person.
So his whole energy and his aura is lovable. I see what she loved about him. However, when it comes to lifestyle and when it comes to his decision making and his past, while you don't want to be judged on your past is a prelude to your decision-making for the future. Right. And based on his decision-making, there were certain things that we needed to address and that we need to be mindful of while she was dating him. And because I didn't have a say in picking him, and that happens all the time. Couples come to me for relationship counseling all the time. Yeah. And I'm not going to be like, oh, no, I don't think you should be with him. You need to be with someone else. I'm like, okay, how do we make this relationship work?
How do we fix this or make this work? Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm of the notion that we don't break up unless we need to walk away.
Right.
Super non-negotiable, right?
Yeah.
So do you guys think then that men can change? Because you mentioned the past and, you know, what people's track records are. So do you think a person can change? And is it their partner that changes them? Or is it just that they're ready in their own life to change?
Your partner can expose you to different things, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that inspires you. Mm. So it's called growth through mate regulation. So what that looks like is I can introduce you to art. I can introduce you to science. I can introduce you to all of these things with culture, self-help, but that doesn't necessarily mean that because I'm introducing you to that you're going to latch on and take that for yourself. You have to want your own self-growth. You have to want to evolve on your own. So your partner can definitely evolve, but you need to look for the evidence of that. They can't just say, I want to grow. You have to actually look, okay, did he do his growth assignment? Did he do you know, make those phone calls to the doctor like he said he would. Right. Did he, you know, do his rehab? Like, you have to look at the things that he's actually doing in order to evolve. Did he make that investment on time like he said he would? Like, is he keeping the commitment to his growth that he said he would? And his past, yes, is a prelude. I do think that your past decisions are a reflection of you, but that doesn't mean that you're stuck in that. So there has to be evidence, clear evidence, that this person has pulled themselves out and that they are preparing for a different future and outcome. Because we all want to grow. We all want to be better than we were in our past. But like, if he cheated on his ex and he's already cheated on you, right, and now he's promising he's not going to cheat. Okay, come on now. What are we doing, ladies?
Right.
Okay, you guys. We had Spicy Maddie on here. It was juicy. We had so many combos, so many good discussions. I hope you guys got some gems. But we have to bring her back next week for part two. Love you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.